Why caffeine gum is catching on, and what you should know. Trish Wetherell sometimes enjoys a piece of caffeine gum, which gives her a burst of energy without jitters. She may chew it before her CrossFit workouts, a combination of intense weight lifting and cardio. If I happen to be dragging a bit, I'll chew a piece and it gets me through, she told the Epic Times. It gives me that little quick burst that I need. Caffeine gum has become a trend in recent years, even reaching teenagers. Dr. Hannah Hayes, chief of toxicology at Nationwide Children's Hospital, told the Epic Times that she recently heard a mom say her high school-age son frequently rides his bike to the gas station just to buy caffeine gum. Data published by Growth Market Reports show the caffeine gum market, currently at $320 million in annual sales, is projected to grow 7.2% annually through 2033, reaching an estimated $1.37 billion in sales. An increasing focus on health, a surge in sports and fitness activities, and a growing preference for on-the-go energy solutions are driving the trend. The report noted that many health-conscious consumers are shifting from energy drinks to energy gum due to concerns about increased sugar consumption and digestive discomfort. Caffeine gum fits discreetly in a pocket, making it convenient for students, busy professionals, and athletes who want a controlled dose of caffeine for a mental or physical edge. While the overall health benefits and safety of caffeinated gum are similar to energy drinks and coffee, safety largely depends on who is using it and how. Undeniable performance boost. It's easy to see why athletes, like the high school student Hayes learned about, find caffeine gum appealing. Initially developed for the military to boost energy, the gum is a popular research subject that may offer advantages over other caffeine sources. Chewing gum offers rapid absorption through both the mouth and the intestines, unlike drinks, which are often slowly consumed, making the delivery useful for immediate, short bursts of activity. It also has fewer gastrointestinal side effects than capsules. Rapid bloodstream and systemic absorption lead to faster muscle firing rates, which enhance strength, according to a Frontiers in Nutrition study. The potential mechanism of bitter taste stimulation induced by caffeinated chewing gum should not be overlooked, the authors noted. Specifically, caffeine may bind to bitter taste receptors in the mouth, stimulating brain regions responsible for motor control and emotional processing, thereby enhancing central arousal and improving resistance exercise performance. Chewing caffeinated gum 5 to 10 minutes before exercise significantly increased caffeine levels during exercise, according to a systematic review published in Nutrients. Caffeine concentrations peaked 40 minutes after chewing. Peak concentration of caffeine from coffee ranges from 15 minutes to 2 hours. Examining 32 exercise performance studies, the review found that chewing caffeinated gum before exercise improved endurance, sprinting, leg strength, and sport-specific performance. Additionally, it lowered the rating of perceived exertion, meaning athletes felt less fatigue. The review noted inconsistent findings for explosive performance, such as jumping in volleyball. Agility performance, changing speed or movement. Balance performance. And pain perception. Cognitive performance in the exercise studies varied, which the authors attributed to dose and how individuals react to caffeine. Two of three studies that included cognitive measurements showed a positive result, improvements in reaction time in shot putting and sprinting. The third study recorded no cognitive effect. Not everyone reacts the same. Regardless of its formulation, caffeine can cause some clinical effects, Hayes said. In younger kids, we see agitation. In older people, it just may cause hyper-alertness leading to interferences with sleep. Not everyone reacts to caffeine the same, but toxicity is typically mild and resolves on its own, she said. Caffeine works by activating our sympathetic nervous system. The fight-or-flight response releases adrenaline, increasing the heartbeat and widening the airways to improve breathing and oxygen intake, among other effects. The review noted the unpredictable outcomes of caffeine because sympathetic activation isn't a uniform experience. Rather, genes, health status, and past trauma create a response that could be as unique as one's personality. For some, caffeine can increase feelings of nervousness and anxiety and cause an overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system that tanks cognitive performance. One cup of coffee typically contains 100 milligrams of caffeine, the upper limit recommended for children 12 to 18. Children under 12 shouldn't use caffeine, according to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Adults shouldn't have more than 400 milligrams of caffeine daily. Caffeine gum, taken at levels above the guidelines, can lead to increased heart rate and other side effects similar to those of coffee. Of note, caffeine gum was also associated with increased urine output and accelerated dehydration in one study of bodybuilders published in BMC Sports Science, Medicine, and Rehabilitation. One piece of gum may contain 50 to 125 milligrams of caffeine, depending on the brand. There are at least 20 energy gum manufacturers selling online and in various markets, according to Growth Market Reports. Caffeine cautions. People of all ages should be cautious about overuse, Hayes said, particularly when combining gum with other sources of caffeine, and because products like gum can seem innocuous. This is especially important if there are young children around. Gum is another food item, so if someone doesn't realize that it has caffeine in it, then they have a potential to have exposure to something they're not aware of, she said. I would recommend that if people are going to have a caffeine energy product that they store that separately from other similar food items to prevent mix-ups. Pediatric reports to U.S. poison centers for exposure to caffeine powders and granules, which could also be mistaken as a food item by young children, increased by 633% between 2011 and 2023, according to the results of a study Hayes co-authored, published in the Journal of Medical Toxicology. Powders and granules were the second highest cause of serious medical outcomes, which represented 7% of the reports. The Lancet reported a case of a 13-year-old boy hospitalized with agitation, aggression, stomach pain, and prickling sensations in his legs after he chewed two packs of energy gum in 4 hours. Hayes suspects gum, which was associated with minimal toxic events in her study, could move higher up on the list of products responsible for overdoses as its popularity grows. To prevent toxic exposures from gum and other caffeine products, she recommended carefully reading labels, using them in moderation, storing products safely, especially with children in the home, and setting limits for yourself and your children. Treat them like other medications, because that's what it is, Hayes said, noting that caffeine is given in hospitals to premature babies in order to stimulate their central nervous and respiratory systems. Food companies are required to list caffeine on the labels of packaged products, though it can sometimes be difficult to tell whether a product contains caffeine and how much, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. That's because products that contain ingredients with caffeine, such as chocolate chips, don't have to list it, and the onus always falls on food companies. Even decaffeinated coffee has a small amount of caffeine. Where caffeine gum excels. Chances are, caffeine gum will freshen your breath more than a cup of joe. You can also buy specialty blends with added vitamins or herbal extracts. Functional products such as those are likely to find a permanent home on store shelves, according to Growth Market Reports. Key growth drivers include rising health consciousness, increased sports and fitness activities, demand for on-the-go energy solutions, and a shift away from traditional caffeinated beverages due to concerns about sugar and digestive discomfort, the report noted.